You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
This past Thursday, President Biden announced a slew of new COVID-19 policies. The six prongs of his plan are increasing vaccinations, boosting protections for the unvaccinated, keeping schools safe and open, increasing testing and masking, bolstering economic recovery, and revamping care for people who get sick. All employers with over 100 employees will have to require either vaccinations or weekly testing, give workers paid time off to get their shots and recover from side effects, and risk facing fines of up to $14,000 per violation if they don't. And all federal workers in the executive branch and government contractors will also need to be vaccinated. Biden has also called on governors to require vaccinations for school employees. BioNTech's top executives recently announced that the drug maker is readying to request approval around the world to use its COVID-19 vaccine in children as young as 5. FDA officials added today that the agency is working around the clock to approve vaccines for kids. Meanwhile, other drug makers, such as Novavax and Moderna, have said that plans are underway for a new kind of vaccine, one that could combat both COVID-19 and the flu. Researchers have also been working to find existing drugs that could treat mild cases of COVID and keep more people out of the hospital. And around the time of the United Nations General Assembly meetings later this month, the Biden administration is expected to suggest an international summit to discuss the pandemic, particularly vaccine manufacturing and international distribution, as efforts continue to fall short. Drug makers have said there should be enough vaccines for every adult in the world in 2022, but rich nations who have bought most of the world's supply will need to make sure those shots are distributed fairly. Last week, the head of the WHO spoke out again about booster shots, calling on wealthy countries to pause them until the end of the year to make those doses available to people elsewhere who haven't yet received their initial doses.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.